After you, Nash.
My name's Nash, and I'm a red musel.
My name's Peds. I hate some people and I like some people.
My name's Mark, and I wear kecks that make me look as though I've got a big packet.
Next question.
So now that you're number one, are you embarrassed by being stars?
Who's a star?
Did you used to dream of being a star?
Yeah, all the time. I used to stand in front of the mirror in your room and cricket bat to pretend.
You dream of being it, but when it happens, like, you don't really think you are.
I don't think you are stars.
What do you think you are, Pep?
Just an animal, I thought I was drunk.
If you three were about 14, would you, in Liverpool, have formed a gang?
I was in a gang.
So was that. Everyone's in a gang.
Are they?
Yeah. You're an apprentice hard.
Are you a fully fledged hard now, Nash?
Oh, yeah. Well hard.
I mean, yeah, I think quite a lot of people in Liverpool, young people, have got little gangs like.
You need to be part of something, you could, don't you? You've got to be in a gang. If you're not in a gang, you're a nomad. You've got to hang around.
If you slash 250 people, you get a silver Stanley knife. We could be suave if we want to, you know.
But, I mean, does it allow you to indulge yourself when you're number one?
Do you
give you a position
yourself?
Of power?
I don't know.
Yeah, you can use the laundry in the old cell.
When you're number one, yeah, and we're just living like, you know what I mean? Living like we always.
When you're 77, you can't.
Do you consider yourselves to be musicians?
Yeah.
Are you the energy of Frankie Goes to Hollywood?
Yeah.
You play the music.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But I mean, musicians, nah.
We're the hammer that knocks the nail in.
I mean.
What's the nail then, Nash?
Well,
whatever you want to do. The nail of two front men. But without the hammer, the nail's useless, innit?
What were your first thoughts when you found that you got to number one?
Let's go out and have a good leg.
Let's have a laugh, I think it was. I mean, we were having a laugh up to being number one.
Is Frankie Goes to Hollywood different from Wham and Duran Duran and Spandau Ballet?
Well,
because you're a little bit more honest.
The only way we're connected with Wham and Duran Duran is that we've all got willies.
I don't think that's true either.
I think we're honest about things. What makes us different from them?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. Maybe our music. I don't know. It's like, I mean, them. It's music, isn't it? Music.
But you're the same, just looking for a quick laugh and a good drink.
Yeah, well, like everyone is, you are.
No, I think it's you're out to have fun, and it's not.
I mean,
manufactured.
No, number
like,
one, at first.
It's not manufactured like this big glam teeny bopper thing, is it?
Everyone's in it for cash, really. I mean, you wouldn't be getting recorded, and you wouldn't be on no label unless other people wanted cash. You know what I mean?
Oh, I do.
There you go. I mean, everyone's in it for cash.
Well, I mean, McCartney says I'm just doing it for the love of the music.
So, Barros, I don't think cash is our number one, but it's good to have. You know what I mean?
Are you going to help your mum and dad when you get cash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although it sounds rather like teddy bearish, but my half fella's all right, like.
One of the lads, right? Jerry.
Yeah,
and Eddie.
Through my younger days.
What about if suddenly you were plonked like £30,000 in your hand?
Well, then I'd go out and I'd get drunk and I don't know, I'd buy a Ferrari and wrap it around a lamppost, you know?
Happening.